here's a story from The World.
The death of a Jesuit priest has rattled India. Father Stan Swamy was accused of terrorism and put in prison. That was based on evidence that's been discredited. The Indian government says the 84-year-old died of medical causes. Officials from the U.S. and the U.N. are now expressing concern over the situation. Indian activists are hopeful this could be a turning point for human rights in India. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
A couple of details about Father Swamy's imprisonment and death stand out. First, he got COVID while jailed for 9 months. And he had Parkinson's disease. His hands shook, so he needed a straw to drink, but his jailers wouldn't give him one. Alpa Shah is an anthropologist at the London School of Economics and Political Science who knew Father Swamy.
He was killed. It was a custodial murder. That's what's being said. And people are saying, well, you know, he's becoming a martyr for human rights. He's becoming an international martyr for human rights. You know, his death will not be in vain.
Throughout his life, Father Swamy spoke out about many human rights issues, but he devoted himself to the cause of the indigenous people of India, called the Adivasi. He once explained why to Ashish Kaka, one of many Adivasi activists who considered Swamy a mentor.
He said that Adivasis are the only community in India who are not materially driven. And he gave me an example to highlight that.
He says Swamy told him about a time when he was sitting underneath a mango tree with a young Adivasi student and his father. The young man climbed the tree to get mangoes for them. He came down with 3 pieces of the fruit. Swamy looked up and saw that one ripe mango had been left hanging on a branch.
He thought that the student had missed it. Maybe he couldn't see it or he couldn't climb it. So he asked him, as a matter of fact, oh, did you miss that mango? And that student, he just looked up casually and said, oh, no, that mango is for the birds.
That universal respect for nature stunned Swamy. For 3 decades, he stood alongside the Adivasi in the eastern Indian state of Jharkhand as they fought to preserve forests and mineral-rich land. Still, the government paved the way for wave after wave of industrial development. In a recording Swamy made before he was arrested and jailed, he warned that the government was cracking down. He said officials were detaining thousands of Adivasi activists fraudulently, charging many with sedition or terrorism, and holding them in overcrowded jails indefinitely without trial.
Adivasi people are speaking up. They are also paying the price for doing so. I believe we Indians are at the crossroad of choosing justice and truth versus injustice and untruth.
Swamy said too many Indians were remaining silent. But there's hope that's changing now after the priest's death. Akriti Bhatia is a labor rights activist in New Delhi.
I think people who think that free speech is important, people who feel that the idea of India is getting eroded in a particular way, most of them are now questioning, are actually now thinking and coming together on this issue that we really have to fight for our political prisoners who have dedicated their lives on issues like these.
She says the situation has become more fraught in the wake of COVID as Prime Minister Narendra Modi tries to rev up the economy. He's weakened protections for natural resources, and there's been a massive expansion of coal mining. Adivasi activists like Gladson Dungdung, who've been charged with terrorism, are bracing themselves. Dungdung worked with Swamy for many years.
Way forward is not very easy, but the clear thing is, you know, we are also not going to surrender. We Adivasis are determined to fight to reclaim our land, territory and resources. We are not going to leave it. So fight will go on.
The government made a mistake if it meant for its treatment of Father Swamy to serve as a warning to other activists, says Swamy's friend, activist Xavier Dias.
I am not afraid. I mean, what can you be afraid of? Death? I'm not afraid to die for a cause.
And Dias says Father Swamy felt the same way about the rights of the Adivasi people.
They have hit a hornet's nest by taking stand, and it's going to backfire badly. Because it exposed the character of the Indian state today.
Exposed it to the Indian people and the international community. And Dias says now the question is whether they'll take action. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.